You're listening to the Static Podcast on Static and Distortion.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the newest episode of the Static Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Robert, and I'm joined by... fucking fantastic. Oh my god.
I think we were both being polite. I'm joined by Val again this week, filling in for Shen tonight.
And I am Shen.
And we have Val filling in for Shen, and then we have Shen. John apparently is under the strain of work, so he had time to send us phallic inappropriate pictures in our chat, but then he was great. I can't record.
Yeah, we talked for like a half hour on the chat about recording. He's like, but you know, I'm really busy. So.
And he's still in our chat. Like, he's still online. So I don't understand what's going on, but he's not here. So once again, and I'm totally stoked for a couple of reasons. A, I wasn't here last week, so I'm really stoked to get to record. B, I didn't get a chance to record with Val, so yay, that's awesome.
Just wait.
Because I listened to last week's episode. It was really good. It was really awesome.
The episode's great, but recording with her is just...
I have two articles of criticism here. A, when you guys did music news, whatever the fuck that chord... No, I don't know what that was.
I asked him. I asked him if he was just doing the harmonics on the guitar, and he's like, "No, I was just playing some strings.
I was just plugging at my child's, you know, guitar. You know, I don't have my ukulele, so I'm not gonna play a chord tonight. We'll improvise. And then B, it was weird with the ending because normally we talk about what we've been listening to, but Val was just like, "Yeah, that's Kevin Devine. Rate him. Okay, bye."
Well, I mean, the thing with that is, like, we were at, like, 2.5 hours.
It was a long episode. I noticed that, yeah.
So we're like, nah, people
don't. I was like, what have they been listening to? But then John just keeps talking about that one fucking Pointer Sisters. No, not Pointer Sisters. Who? What song is it? He sent it to me on Spotify. He's just been listening to lately.
He didn't send it to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Indigo Girls. Oh, he keeps talking about the Indigo Girls.
God, yeah, he loves the Indigo Girls.
So, but yeah, I'm very excited to be recording because I wasn't here last week, so yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be good. For those who don't know, we're going to be doing our much-anticipated part 2 of our King of Sucky Music Artists. We did part 1... Why doesn't this have a date associated with it? Oh, it totally does. November 30th of last year. That was a long time ago. It seems like it wasn't that long ago. But we did.
You guys are still talking about this, and it was that long ago. Wow.
God, Chris, stop living in the past.
Have you listened to our podcast?
Oh, come on.
But yeah, we hit 75 collectively artists. At like an hour 10, and we're just like, we could have kept going, and we're like, no, we'll call it, we'll save it for a part 2. So again, John is absent, but Val has the list of everything that's been said and by whom,
Val's already said she's going to lose.
Really difficult because you've already covered most of the music that I think sucks the most.
I think Val. Well,
but the Val's a few that aren't on this list, but you might not agree with me on all of them. We'll see.
Yeah, the great part was we gave her the, well, Chris sent her the list and she's going through it and she's like, wait, no, this band doesn't suck. This band doesn't suck.
Well, it's a good point to bring up the rule of this is that at least one other person has to agree with you.
Yeah.
Because it's a 2/3 majority. So if.
Oh.
Yeah, so if.
We live by the 3/5 compromise here, so.
That's completely untrue.
So if the other two people. So wait, this is important. If the other two people don't agree with you, do you lose King of, or do you just have.
It's much like any other King of. If you say, like, if we're playing King of Will Smith and you're like, Stand By Me, you know, we're both going to be like, no, he wasn't in Stand By Me, and he would just go again.
Yeah, he totally wasn't Stand By Me. It was Will Wheaton, Jerry Connell, Will Smith, and Corey Feldman, right?
Yeah, he played the fat kid.
Oh, I thought he played the dead guy. Oh, okay.
Oh, still racist.
Hashtag Baltimore.
So what's fun about this that we found out is that you can say something, and then you can tell, like, maybe Robert can be swayed one way or the other on your choice. Especially because he's so drunk.
I really am. So the other thing is, I was explaining to these two before, I've been like habitually sick lately, so I really don't drink. I haven't really drank.
Probably not supposed to be drinking.
I'm on like steroids and like medicated things and whatnot. So I haven't really drank. We haven't kept beer in the house for like weeks. So in anticipation of tonight, because apparently I was pissed drunk last time, I like had a big old glass of bourbon and I've had a couple beers, and because, you know, my tolerance is just bottomed out, I am in a very good mood right now. So I could be easily, you might be able to convince me that Nickelback is a good band, and then tomorrow morning I'll wake up and be like,
we're not gonna do that to you.
That's not gonna
happen. In Vegas last night, what the fuck, you know.
There was Jason Dahl, if you guys are familiar, introduced me to a band earlier today. I haven't gotten a chance to check them out. They're a cover band, but they do it's postmodern something. Oh, I suck at this whole
postmodern podcast. Jukebox.
Yes, have you heard them?
Yeah,
they're
really good. They're kitschy, but they're fun.
Yeah, they are kitschy. You know, they do their thing, but like they do it well, and mm-hmm. like they are fun, and like their stuff is well arranged, and it's. Val, have you checked them out? They do like 1920s covers of modern songs.
I have heard a couple of them. I haven't listened to a whole bunch.
So
late to the party
on this.
I think the best part about them is the actual arrangement and the execution.
Oh yeah.
It's
I think
really
anybody
cool.
can have that idea.
Yeah.
You know, and fuck it up. But no, they with their production on it, like they actually put their effort into it. And it's I heard a couple tracks on our lunch break, and I was like, because you had it on his phone, and I was like, yeah, this is all right.
Yeah.
So to that end, they did an entire Motown tribute to Nickelback. Is where I'm going with this. So
they gave it the old Motown sound rendition.
Yeah,
the Funk Brothers.
Funk Brothers meets Nickelback. That's how we'll start describing bands.
It's like Mikhail Gorbachev meets Wesley Willis with a pinch of postmodern Backstreet Boys.
Really? Death Cab for Cutie? Really? All right.
I mean, I could see it, but...
Gorbachev.
It got dark.
Should we do music news?
Yes, we should. Like I said, I don't have a ukulele, but okay. Someone's got to sing it.
Val, your Sean.
What does he say?
Oh my god, I got it.
It's time for the news.
Hey everybody, it's time for the news.
Oh, next week when we record, Shen's going to be like, well, I have points about your episode.
Oh, whatever.
I think that the news has been so shadowed by everything going on in the world that music is kind of, although you guys posted that, that Ryan Adams Summer of 69, that's
yes.
news. That's awesome. It was
that was
phenomenal.
So cool. That was so good of him. Another reason why I love Ryan Adams.
in my continuing war against Tidal, they just raised their prices by 30%. I don't get it. Oh, Groove Shark closed today.
Really?
Yeah, after 10 years.
Wow.
Apparently, they did not secure all the licensing for the music that they were playing. And so artists were not getting royalties. And they were sued by a whole bunch of publishing companies and everything like that. So as part of the agreement, they had to shutter their doors and relinquish all patents and everything like that. So,
wow. I mean, they're kind of like the old WAMU of the music world then, I guess. Like, oh, here's all this money. We got it covered. Don't worry about it. We know what we're doing. It's fine. Oh, wait. No, wait. You don't?
No.
Oh.
I see, but I remember, like, I remember when I first started at Intuit, a lot of the chat people were like, oh, you should get on Grooveshark. And I'm like, well, what about Pandora? I like it, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, I found out that you can do customized playlists, and there was a little bit more, selectivity with how you customize your playlist and what you plays and what doesn't play and everything like that. So it was a good interface, but ultimately Spotify, in my opinion, just won out. A lot of people still use Grooveshark. So,
well, I if I couldn't find a track on Spotify, I would actually check Grooveshark. They actually, Kathleen Edwards, they had like a lot of her early demos on there for some reason. And I was like thinking, like, how did this end up on here? Like, I'll take it. All right,
there's a lot of playlists that I found dedicated to like Japanese like JRPG music. A lot of like Japanese missing composers and stuff like that.
So missing from Spotify, because I think like the Spotify license, it's kind of like getting your stuff on iTunes, you know. It's the same kind of mentality for artists. Absolutely. Where it turns out with Groove Shark, they just put up whatever the fuck because they weren't getting licensed.
They had no licensing. Oh, this unreleased, you know, Bob Dylan cover from when he first played a basement and, you know, when he was 14. Yeah, just throw it up there. We don't care.
I felt really old today because I had never heard the phrase one stream wonder before. Is that something that's familiar to the two of you?
No,
being a one stream wonder
as
opposed to one hit. I don't like it. I'm kind of upset about it, to be honest.
One stream wonder? Like, so you mean like Rebecca Black Friday was a viral hit? So would she be a one stream wonder?
I think it's different than a viral. I think it's just sort of like a one hit wonder, where it's like that one song that everybody knows of yours and kind of likes for a couple months, and then they're over it, you know?
That's so weird because hit is so, you know, universal that can apply to any medium. It's like saying that the only way to get music now is to stream it.
That's what I think. It sat poorly with me because I think that it's meant for artists that are kind of only releasing their music digitally, maybe, or that's the only way that people are consuming it. I don't know. I saw it somewhere and I was like, is that a thing? Really?
Well, I can see that. Like, if you go to Spotify and you put in a band and like their top hit has 50 million streams and then their next one has like 11,000, that makes sense. But at the same time, I just feel like that's an unnecessary term. They're a one-hit wonder. Doesn't matter if they're streaming or whatever. Quick FYI, my mic picks up a lot of stuff, so every now and then you'll probably hear my dog snore.
Aww.
She's dreaming right now.
Aww.
I don't like dogs, really.
Do you hear her?
What type of dog is she?
Boxer.
Oh, wait. I like boxers.
Wait, let's see if she snores here.
I like cartoon dogs.
Like Goofy?
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Are we doing a King of Dogs now?
King of Cartoon Dogs, go!
Scrappy!
Damn it. Shaggy. Shit.
Seriously? Can you not name another cartoon dog?
We're not doing King of Cartoon Dogs.
But seriously, can you not name another cartoon dog?
Fucking Astro.
Okay.
Nicely played.
Real quick, would Dino count?
No.
He's a dinosaur.
So. Yeah, because he's a fucking dinosaur.
But he was their pet.
He was their pet. We're not doing King of Cartoon.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, cool. Yeah,
he just behaved kind of dog-like.
Yeah, to be hilarious.
Right.
So that we could laugh. because of how funny it was.
Like, oh, a dinosaur acting like a dog.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. Hanna-Barbera.
It was some weird shit.
I'm not into I struggle to think of one Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, Scooby-Doo.
I'm not a big Scooby-Doo fan.
You should watch the new Scooby-Doo.
I have, actually.
The what is it, Mystery Incorporated?
Yeah, Juliet watched a bit. I was like, okay, well, this is how you do this show right.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's surprisingly well done.
Yeah.
But Scooby-Doo is a franchise I can't really stand behind.
Eddie Izzard, the comedian, actually has this bit where he talks about Scooby-Doo, where he's traveled the world and performed in different languages and different countries and everything like that. And universally, he's found that the two characters that he can always, or two fictional characters he can always talk about in any country that people will always know about, York from Hamlet and fucking Scooby-Doo.
Nice.
Just... apparently, Scooby-Doo just resonates with around the world. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I mean, you know, sometimes you want sandwiches. You gotta sometimes find bad guys.
Soliloquies about your uncle fucking your mom.
Those are the two universal themes of the human race.
I'm pretty sure we're just extending music news because we don't have anything to talk about.
There's
so.
Nothing going on in the world out there, man.
So King of.
Yes.
So who didn't put this list in alphabetical order? Because
me, I put it in the order in which we set it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's.
Yeah. Did you put our names next to each pick?
Do you have an Excel spreadsheet that I can organize?
I take great offense to that.
Can you convert it to a .csv file?
So you can upload it into your QuickBooks?
Yes.
No.
Oh, what if I wanted to create those as vendors in my QuickBooks?
Or patients. Or tenants.
I don't want Nickelback to be my tenant.
Hey, next month, man. We're just not doing too great right now.
Can you just kind of give us a room, you know? We'll pay you in a song.
Yeah, we wrote this song about you.
All right, anyway. Go. King of, quick refresher course for those who are unfamiliar with it. The game of King of, it's King of any topic, but basically we're going to use Will Smith movies for this example. And then we each take turns naming a Will Smith movie. We get, you know, we try to police each other. We don't give it like a 30-second time frame, but like if you can't think of anything and we feel like we're waiting too long, we'll call you out on it. You name a movie, it moves on to the next person until you can't name one, and then at that point, you're out. And then it keeps going with the people who are still in the game. We are going by a 2/3 majority. So if I name a band, and this topic is king of artists that we feel suck, or artists that suck. If I name a band, and neither Val nor Chris agree with me, then I just name another band and keep going until I get one right. If at least one of them agrees with me, and I can always try to convince one of them, or anybody can try to convince anybody, we move on to the next person and goes on the list. If you say an artist that's already been named, you just got to name another one, and eventually God will have mercy on our souls, and we'll make it through unscathed.
Well done.
Did I miss anything?
Good explanation. No, that was pretty concise. Cool. I think last time it was your first time playing. And
it was. That was my first time ever playing King of.
Yeah.
So this is my second time ever playing King of.
And your first time losing, so.
I don't think any of it lost. I mean, if anything, I won with the fucking last pick of the game.
I'm just trash talking at you, Robert.
Whatever. Bulls won.
They did. They won by 800 points. Every Bulls player scored. So, active player.
Every Bulls player hit a home run into the end zone. The order we're going to be playing in is Chris will go first, followed by myself, and then Valerie filling in for the role of Schenberger, the person who is now dead to us. We'll bring up the rear here, and then we'll just circle back around.
Yay.
Yay.
Hey, everybody. It's time for the game. All right, I'll start off. I will say Spice Girls.
Oh, Also, Chris and Val have the list. They can confirm named artists. So I'm going to assume that you know they're not on the list.
I look them up for that. I do the old control F.
And I'm not going to bring nostalgia into this, because if I did...
This has to be objective.
No, really, when it comes down to it, with the exception of about a month ago, maybe two, I ended up singing along to Spice Girls in the car.
You don't have to admit this on the air.
We now have it on record.
I mean, obviously, there's bands that we have, like, nostalgic ties to or emotional ties to that we could still step aside and say, and I think the way we described it last time was, like, bands you wouldn't, like, recommend people go out and fucking listen to.
Yeah.
You know, like, right. Saying, like,
that's
oh, this is a good band.
That's kind of what I figured we were doing here because, yeah, I don't really feel up for totally defending the Spice Girls as something
that's good.
That I could listen
that's
to
good.
Today. All right.
Yeah, I agree. So
so I win.
Yeah, Robert, everything. I'm not sure if – so I'm going to be asked – I'm going to be saying this next sentence a lot. I'm not sure if we said them already. Insane Clown Posse.
Wow, we did not.
Fuck
I
yeah.
I don't see them on the list. Wow.
Good call.
Fuck yeah. Quick side note. They do their own music festival in the middle of Ohio.
They do.
Yeah.
It looks like one of the trashiest – scariest events ever, and I want to go so bad for like anthropological
reasons.
Will you
dress up as a juggalo to
no,
go?
No, like, no, I won't. Like, I'm gonna dress how I normally dress, but I just want
to
go.
Your ass kicked.
I know that's what I'm afraid
of. You gotta blend in, man. You gotta blend in.
I mean, if I'm gonna go full on anthropological, like Gorillas in the Mist style, maybe I should put the face paint on. But like, I really want to go see how bad it is. Like,
I'm sure it's bad.
There's usually
just go to the mall in Elgin or something.
Yeah, go to like a
same experience.
fucking Hot Topic. All right, Val, you're up.
I'm gonna stick with that same kind of theme and say Slipknot because that came to mind, and
there's
I don't
no
see
way.
It on the list.
There's no way we didn't say them.
I don't see them on the
talked
list.
About that a lot. You're right.
When Slipknot first came out, I was like, oh, wow, this is edgy and cool and everything like that. And then after, like, a couple months, I'm like, they're just playing the same fucking thing over and over and over.
And it sucks.
It wasn't good.
Shit. Okay. John Tesh.
Who's
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Here's the problem. I don't have anything against John Tesh personally or musically. Like, I don't care for him. I don't think he's offensive.
I don't even know who that is. I'm looking him up. Yeah.
You're so young and impressionable, Val. I'll say yes, simply because I would never go out of my way to recommend a John Tesh song, so.
Yeah. If someone came up to you like, oh man, have you heard all the new John Tesh stuff? You'd probably be like,
I mean... Do you want my leftovers?
I like the search results, though. They include John Tesh and Oprah, so apparently they're friends.
Oh, there you go.
They were lovers. They were lovers. Yeah.
Guilty by association.
I forget who it was wanted to sample John Tesh, because he wrote the NBA little intro. Yeah, and he wrote that, I guess. And I forget which artist it was wanted to sample it, and he was like, no, man.
He seems like an asshole like that.
Looks, yeah. Okay.
I named ICP, so I'm going to name their, like, sister group, which is Twisted.
I want to say we said that.
I think that's on the list.
Is it?
If they were in alphabetical order, I'd know.
Awesome. Is Twisted on there?
No.
Maybe not.
Really thought they were, though.
Bam. Twisted.
Twisted Sister is on the list, but not Twisted.
T-W-I-T-Z-I-D, I think. That's how you spell it. Twisted.
That's awful.
Yeah, they're awful.
All right, I'm actually going to stick to this sort of thing a little bit, probably not to people who actually listen to this music. This probably isn't even close to the same, but I kind of lump them all in the same sort of category, which is unfair of me, but The Pretty Reckless.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is Taylor Momsen from Gossip Girl. She got all like gothed out and scary.
Oh yeah. You just reminded me of my next one. Awesome, thank you.
Damn it, Al. I don't think this one was sad.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, get that out of your head.
Yeah,
now.
Fucking.
I'm gonna say John Mellencamp.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Really, hell both no. of you.
Like once again, it's he falls into the John Tesh category, but on the opposite end.
Interesting.
Like, I don't have a problem with John, like John Mellencamp, but there are songs where I'm like, that's not that bad. Like, yeah. I can listen to this.
No, I love John Mellencamp. I was raised listening to his music. I've actually seen him live like 7 times.
Sounds like a personal problem.
It does sound like a personal problem.
It's like my mom's favorite music.
Oh, well, therefore they're good. Cool.
So, no, not even that. That's why I've gone to the shows. But no, I totally listen to John Mellencamp all the time, I'll be honest. And Jagged Diane's like my go-to karaoke, or one of them. Yeah. You know.
Great. Did anyone say Third Day yet?
I have no idea who that is.
I don't either, so we'll give you that one.
No, I'm, if you guys haven't, neither of you have heard of them, it doesn't count. They're a
thing
band.
How can you not like John Mellencamp? Pink Houses, I Saw Her First.
Mm-hmm. You guys know who New Song is?
Nope.
Man, John Wood.
Well, John's not here.
No, he's dead to us.
He's dead to us.
Oh. That's good. I put this in the back of my mind when you said it earlier. Cher.
I think she's on your list.
I don't think she is.
No?
I opened with a Cher song because I actually
like that
song.
Is it just Cher or is it Sonny and Cher?
No, just Cher.
Okay, just Cher, I'll give you. If it was Sonny and Cher, I'd go.
He was a senator.
You already have Val, because I'm torn on this. I don't know how to.
I mean, like, I don't mind Cher.
Oh, come
but on,
Cher.
If I could turn back
you opened,
time, it's terrible.
Man.
Rest I kind of like if you could turn back time, to be honest.
You, Robert?
What?
Cher.
Let's
go to a
Cher
concert. No, I'm not going to say that because you'd go to any concert.
I really would.
You would.
I'd not go recommending, like, hey guys, we should listen to Cher on the drive to where we're going. Yeah.
Because of
your
deep shame.
Tom Hutch.
Yeah.
And Sven. Yeah.
And Sven. Uh-huh.
In fact, he has.
Cher's bad times.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Thank you. God.
I'm going to make you work for this.
Apparently you're just vengeful.
I'm going to pick Blood on the Dance Floor.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's accurate. We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Blood on the Dance Floor.
Blood on the Dance Floor.
I'm looking it up. Oh, electronic music. Yeah, I'll give you electronic music. That's
wow.
Pretty much general.
That's
wow, that's brutal.
That is brutal.
There's very few.
More of a John Mellencamp fan.
I'm going to assume you're probably
that's
right.
That's something a John Mellencamp fan would say.
Hey, I'm okay with that title, all right? I'm going to go with... Let's see if they're on the list. Hold on. Kelly Osbourne. Is she on this list?
Was she a musician?
She had an album.
Did she really?
Yeah.
I think Val's right. I think she did.
Ugh.
So I'll give it to you by default.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I haven't heard any of it. But, I mean, objectively,
I know, but like that just opened up like a whole
no,
new realm
when
of...
When I sold CDs back in the day, people would come in for it. Not good. Not good at all. People
when
would play
say
it.
CDs,
on the speaker.
Is that like street slang for crack cocaine?
Yep.
Okay.
They come in for the old Kelly Osbourne.
I just see Val cruising around in like a Ford Focus, listening to John Cougar Mellencamp.
I never drive a Ford Focus.
And just selling quote unquote Kelly Osbournes out of the back of her trunk. It's your turn, Chris.
I know. It seems like you guys probably both like Van Halen.
I I would listen to 1984 yesterday.
I like Van Halen, for sure. What do you mean? How do you not like Van Halen?
Yeah. Def Leppard?
No, go fuck yourself.
No, I like Def Leppard too. What?
I'm not judging you guys right now.
You totally are.
Be judged.
But at the same time, yeah, taking, like, look,
really big offense to this.
Def Leppard has been the soundtrack to countless strippers working their way through college. You know,
yep, because their music is good, so quality
in society. Just saying.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Wait, what's your, like, bad Def Leppard song?
I can't. I don't know. Let me look up their songs.
Wait, no, no. I'm going to ask that question again.
Hysteria is awesome. Like, what?
Ask that question again. I'm going to be Chris. Go ahead.
What's your go-to bad Def Leppard song?
Def Leppard.
Pour Some Sugar.
No. That's like 1:30, last call around the corner, you're drunk, you sing it.
In the name of love, you sing it.
Okay. All right. I mean, it's hard to argue against this. Let's see. Did we say, where did my... Oh,
do,
good.
Do, 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 do.
I'm going to say Kiss.
No.
No.
Cool. That's good. Make a separate column of the things that you guys like, just for my record.
You might want to step away from the late 80s.
Yeah, you might want to move away from...
In general, for a little bit. Hair metal.
Yeah. That was pretty safe bets. Let's do this. Let's see. I think Val probably liked them. Matchbox 20.
John Wood.
John's not here.
I'm not going to fight you.
Yeah, no, I don't 20, care.
The way I would fight you on Van Halen. So we'll give you Matchbox 20.
Thank fucking Christ.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah, I forgot that happened.
Mm-hmm. And you reminded me with Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah,
that's your own fault.
Just start listing off people who should never have made music, but got to because their daddies are wealthy.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe bet. I thought of this one earlier and then haven't used it yet. Spice Girls reminded me of it. Pussycat Dolls.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Dead Don't times. You wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Ugh, nope.
Man. Let's see. You guys reminded me with your whole thing there, Ashley Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, bad stuff. Bad times.
Did we name Jessica Simpson?
Yes.
Okay. Tattoo.
Yeah, I agree with that one, Val. Sorry.
I'm not even sure what that is. Is that...
It's Do you remember the Russian girls.
Yeah, they had the one hit. Cool. All the things you say, all the things you say.
Oh, God, stop. Please.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's... Ugh. Okay. I'm looking at this list. Make sure... This might get shot down, but I'm going to list my least favorite band, Cake. I hate Cake. I feel like it's probably like Cake.
I don't know. I guess I just don't know them well enough.
I'm going to disagree.
I mean, it feels like if I listened to them, I probably wouldn't like them, in your defense, Val, but I haven't really listened to them.
The short skirt, long jacket song, oh my God, my ears bleed.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a fan of that song.
Going the distance, oh, okay, so.
Yeah, I'm on record disagreeing with you, so.
Okay, that's fine. You can listen to Cake on your own time.
Yeah. You go listen to some Cake and then followed up with some Kiss. You're gonna have a good night, Robert.
No, it would be Cake followed by. I want to download that and make it the ringtone if you ever text or call me.
Oh, man.
But I shouldn't tell you this because you're just going to text me and call me all the time.
All the time.
So at like 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be sleeping. All I'm going to hear is NBA action.
You're going to read my text. It's going to say, it's in the game. I'm going to do that every night.
Boom shakalaka. It's your turn, Christopher.
No. Wait, what did Val say again?
Cake.
Oh, right. No, wait, I don't think that one counts, because he disagreed, and I didn't. I was indifferent.
You're indifferent? Okay. You sounded like you were convinced based off
of I was not convinced. No, okay, so to clarify, I was not convinced.
Okay. Indigo Girls.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shen, I'm doing a bad job being your substitute. But really, no. No, all right.
Not good. Yeah. we did say it last time. That's funny. I was going to say Seal.
Did we say yay or nay to Seal?
No, yeah. They made the list.
Seal?
Seal made your list?
Was I that drunk? Did I disputed that, right?
Probably.
I would have I was a singing Seal like 3 minutes ago.
No, you were singing.
No, I don't think either one of you caught it, but I started singing Kiss from a Rose.
Oh my god.
Da 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 da. There used to be a crane tower. Seriously, did I not dispute Seal?
I'm sure you did, man.
I'm still.
I'm sure John agreed with me.
No.
No, I'm sure he did. Because he had to have for it to be on the list.
We should take Seal off that list.
It's too late. It's on the internet. It's already in the Twitter sphere. Oh. Damn it. Who said this one? You did. Okay. Sugar Ray was the one I was going to say. Robert already said it. I get him and Seal confused a lot.
You can see why.
I know one that Robert likes. Pentatonix.
No. Fuck them.
I know you love them.
Who?
Pentatonix.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, cool.
Mushroom Head.
Yeah.
I don't mind Mushroom Head.
Well, it's 2-1, Val.
I'm kidding. I actually do not listen to Mushroom Head. Not at all. I'm just thinking of Mustard Plug, actually. I've had quite a few beers, and I didn't know I would be doing this tonight.
Speaking of which,
Stay, Mushroom Head can go. I'm gonna say Moby.
Disagree.
Chris?
I'm gonna disagree, but only because I only know like 2 songs and one of them I don't mind. But I know like he has a huge body of work, most of which I probably actually wouldn't like. But I, again, kind of like the other one you said that I don't remember, like I don't have enough to go on to have an opinion.
Okay, alright, fair enough. So last week I was on the show, and I mentioned listening to this music in the past, but it is no longer something I would ever recommend to anybody, because it turns out 6th grade Val was wrong, and Good Charlotte is awful.
Oh, good call. Good call. Oof, yeah. Shit, now I forgot what I was going to say. Oh. I remember. Let me just make sure nobody said it. Let's say Mannheim Steamroller.
Fuck. Okay. Yes. And yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and say Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Obviously. Yeah. I gave you that one, Robert.
You did, yeah.
Shit. Fuck, now I'm going to start thinking about Christmas music. Man. Mariah Carey's already on this list, right?
Indeed she is. She just had a new single drop. It's supposed to be heartbreaking.
Nick Cannon's baby.
Is Nick Cannon on this list?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Just making sure.
Do I have time to go get a beer?
I didn't associate Mariah Carey with Christmas. Like, oh, how terrible.
I'm going to go grab a beer real quick.
Whatever, Robert.
Shut up, Chris.
That's good. Give me time to think and look at this list. Let's see.
See, that was the other plan, was to throw you off track with the Christmas music, too. Because now, you know... Is there a strategy to
what is on? The name of I guess I have to come up with it on my own.
Indigo Girls.
Already went through that one.
You can't say Def Leppard because you love them. What was that other one you liked? I didn't write it down. That was really awful. Oh, John Mellencamp.
You making notes?
Uh-huh. Again, this is just strictly for my reference.
I see.
To reevaluate.
So you can use this against me later.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, not so much that, but kind of just reevaluate my friendships, you know, in general. That's
fair. Robert, are you back?
I just got back.
Robert has not said one yet, I think, that we both disagreed with.
Who has said?
I haven't said it yet. I'm going to say Wham.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I'm thinking about Christmas.
I agree anyway.
Okay, good.
Check. Fuck all that. They had the most... that does not sound like beer, Robert.
It's Chex Mix.
Oh, that sounds good. I haven't eaten in 2 days. What kind of Chex Mix is it?
Cheddar.
I find it easy to overdose on that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I suddenly just am like, oh, my God, 2 cheddar. And, like, I can't eat forever.
I only have, like, a little bowl of it here, so.
After this, I'm going to eat, like, some fucking chicken tacos, homemade chicken tacos. I made my own taco seasoning from a modified Alton Brown recipe.
Nice.
Yeah, man, this shit is so, so good. I just eat it. I'm like, man, I am so good at life. That's what these tacos are like, yeah.
With Chex Mix, or any of that kind of bar mixture food, bagel chips, best or worst?
I like bagel chips.
Awesome.
I like bagel chips also.
Very best.
Can't really, it's, they have like their off-brand bagel chips are bad, because they're just plain. No matter what flavor they say, they just end up being like plain flavor. But like the New York style... I forget the brand. It's really good. Like garlicky kind of.
I like bagel chips, man. Gardetto's.
Gardetto's are great.
Yeah.
Especially the little like brown bread. You know what I'm talking about?
You really go. Like
rye.
The rye chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, those got so popular that Gardetto's started just making bags of rye chips.
Yep.
That sounds like overkill.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You get one, you know? You like grab a handful and you've got one. Yeah. That I don't know about a whole bag. That seems like a bit much.
I could do a whole bag easy. It'd be one of those things where I'd open it and be like, you know, and you guys know me. Like, I don't eat a lot. Like, I don't have a taste for food, so to speak. I'm not one of those city.
Or music.
Yeah. those city dads, you know, that sit there in their chairs and stroke their beards and click their tongues and say, what's to be done about this, Christopher Glass?
Speaking of which,
I could probably eat a whole bag of those.
Okay. What are you drinking, Robert?
I am drinking Sierra Nevada Summerfest Crisp Lager.
Interesting. What are you drinking, Chris?
I don't know. Whatever's left of the Sam Adams variety pack that Samantha got me. Oh, Boston Lager.
Huh. Yeah. I don't mind Boston Lager.
It's fine. They're all fine. Like, I don't dislike Sam Adams.
I'm having an Alpha King, because I'm more of a man than all of you, I guess.
Apparently. Okay, so my turn. Let me think, though, about things.
All this crunching is making me really want Chex Mix. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Ready? That was annoying, I'm sorry.
You guys like the cranberries?
Actually, I kind of do.
I kind of do, too. At least a few songs that I know.
Yeah.
That's fair. I won't judge you guys for that one. I could see people liking the cranberries. But I don't, like, hate the cranberries. I just, you know.
Should I mute myself when I eat?
No, you should turn up the volume.
You're gonna lose listeners to your podcast over the.
Or maybe we pick up Chex as a sponsor.
Oh, they are tasty. They're the treat you could eat anywhere.
Did either of you watch How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
No.
The episode where they like tell Marshall that Lily chews loud, and it.
Oh yeah.
And it has like the shattering effect. Where
the breaking glass.
Until they said it, and there's like the breaking glass. And there's this great line where they're like, why do you think we call her Chewbacca? And he's like, because I look like a young Harrison Ford and she wears shiny belts. That's great.
What about good old Demi Lovato?
Eh, I don't care for her.
I'll give you that.
Cool.
I'm not sure that I know her music, but yeah, I know what you're talking about, and I'm sure it's really bad. I'm sure I've heard it and just not realized it was her versus one of the other people who are like her.
The world?
She's not the Justin Bieber girlfriend, right? That's somebody
else. Oh, that's somebody else, yeah.
That's Selena Gomez. There you go.
Son of a bitch. Value.
Oh shit! I gave you one! Damn it! Miley Cyrus, did you get her already?
Was she on the last one?
I don't see her on the list.
Oh my god, how did we not name her last time? That's awful.
Because it's our party, we could do what we like.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, though. This is going to sound weird. We've all heard at least a Miley Cyrus song in our life. But go to YouTube and Google her version of Jolene, and it's really good.
I'm sure it's fine. Like there's people out there.
But that's not her music, though. So
it's not, but it showcases that she actually has a voice.
We're not saying we're not saying that she's incapable of singing. Like, you know, it's like American Idol. Like, they're all good singers,
but,
you know.
But the point I'm trying to get at is that she has this talent, and she's choosing to do something less than what she could be capable of.
Yeah.
Which is really heartbreaking.
This is your problem with life in general, Robert. This is how you feel about yourself.
Yeah. I choose to sit here and drink beer and eat Chex Mix with you guys when I could be out, like, stopping muggers or...
And everybody's judging you and naming you and their king of worst people they know. Well, I'm going to piggyback off of Val and say Billy Ray Cyrus.
My turn?
Yep.
Yellow card.
I don't know.
So, yeah, no, I agree with you, but I have a funny yellow card.
Damn it.
Never mind. I'm not going to tell it. Let's move on.
No, tell it so I can go get a beer.
No, so I'm at, like, Warped Tour, and God, this was 12 years ago or so now. And my friend and I are, you know, walking around. And you know how you walk around and you see different bands and stuff. Well, these guys start talking to us and we're just, you know, chatting about the weather or the lineups or whatever. And they're like, don't you want an autograph? We're like, who are you?
We have no idea who you
are. And they were Yellow Card.
Yeah.
And so that's always what I think of is, like, they were, like, trying to get us to let them sign our stuff, and we were just like, who are you? And I think that I had heard about them. I think that this was right around the same time as Ocean Avenue,
yeah,
whatever. but like they're just some, you know,
nondescript,
dudes all wearing their same haircut and like girls' pants, you know, like I had no idea. And they seemed so like hurt and offended, and it was just sort of, it was an odd moment. But
see, I say these bad things about Miley Cyrus, but would it be worse in life to be known as a Miley Cyrus, where you're known worldwide as being this outrageous person who does these crazy wild antics, but you still have this talent and you can still sing if you really want to? Or would it be worse to be known as this nondescript, non-threatening, non-groundbreaking, so middling band as Yellow Card that you could walk up to someone and just start talking with them and like no one would care?
Yeah, and that's, I think, why I, to this day, I like, remember it and kind of feel bad, because it was like, you know, here they were kind of making, I think that was probably one of their first Warped Tours that people actually came to see them, you know?
Yeah.
If I put the timeline together, I'd be able to tell for sure, but yeah, I just, we couldn't be more indifferent to these people talking to us, and, you know, I don't know. I guess, yeah, it's hard to say, because it's like, do you want... I suppose it depends on if you want to be known more for your music or for who you are, you know, because, like, Miley Cyrus, obviously, who she is just as important, if not more important to her than the music itself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your like random rock bands and stuff, they're probably just more concerned with people recognizing their music and going, oh yeah, you guys are the emo band with the violin, right? You know,
wasn't their lead singer the violin player?
I think so. I just remember somebody jumped on amps with a violin and it looked dangerous. Like, even as a teenager at Warped Tour, I'm like, oh, that looks dangerous. I don't know about that.
Yellow Card.
All right, so I have to follow up Yellow Card. I will say, are they on the list? Hold on, let me look. Damn it, on the list.
Who was it?
I was gonna say Plain White Tees.
Oh,
they are on the list. How about Papa Roach?
I think we named them.
Are they on the list? I don't see them on the list.
Really?
I do not see them on the list. Nope.
Fucking yes. Got, I agree then.
Yeah, you've got Korn. You've got...
That's shocking that we don't have Papa Roach on there.
It's not on the list. I don't see it. We'll let Chris give it a once over when he comes back, but...
Yeah, I know.
What reminded me of it was seeing Korn on the list. Although I don't mind some old Korn music.
I've seen Korn live, so.
Yeah, so have I, and I wasn't like, man, can't wait for this to be over. Like, although it was a very long time ago. I don't know.
When I worked at Disney, I met a guest who had the Korn logo tattooed on the back of their leg. And I just can't help but think, like, that's for life. You're going to be associated with this band for life. I feel sorry for you.
That's bad news. I knew a kid that had an Insane Clown Posse tattoo.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah. Same sort of sentiment where you're like, oh boy, that was probably a bad choice.
Their following is just so devout. It's crazy.
They really are. It's almost terrifying, truly. Did Chris go to the liquor store for this beer?
I think so.
Let me make sure this one hasn't been said by the people.
I just said Papa Roach, if you didn't hear it.
Oh, I've been trying to think of that for two King Ups. easy one. Fergie.
I thought we named her.
Black Eyed Peas is on here.
That is
two separate things.
Yep, thank you.
Oh, okay.
My turn?
Yep.
She did separate things?
Yeah, she had her own solo.
After, yeah.
Mm. Kind of like, Black Eyed Peas?
No, it was more pop sounding. Mm. Fergalicious,
Fergalicious. Oh, I thought that was Black Eyed Peas.
Nope, that's Fergie.
She left them so she could make that song specifically.
Oh, okay, I'm remembering the CD now. That's, well, Chris and I have talked about this before. When you've worked in any sort of, like, video store, music store, you, like, think that you know things because you remember what the case or whatever looked like. And I can remember the cover of Fergie's CD now.
Yeah.
It's like her with the pink background. Yeah. Yep.
I actually remember that too because it was a poster on this bar I used to go to.
There we go.
The bar was not okay. I got kicked out of that bar, but not because of the poster.
But my turn, right?
Yeah.
Newfound Glory.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry,
Val. I want to fight you on Newfound Glory, but I won't. But
for me, you can. I mean, keep your principles. You disagree. But I already won because Chris agreed.
That's true. Yeah. But I will disagree.
Okay.
I know you guys are going to disagree on this one. At least I think so. Gorillaz.
Disagree.
Yeah, see? What's the name of that one? I was thinking about this earlier when we said something else. Airborne Toxic Event or Avenge?
Yeah, Airborne Toxic Event. And I agree.
Okay.
It's bad.
I think Robert would probably disagree with this one. Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, I like Jefferson Airplane.
Interesting.
Robert apparently.
I'm not weighing in on this because okay. I Fair don't. Enough. I'd probably say no. I don't like them. But at this point it's already too late because you like them, so.
No, it's not too late.
Because... Oh, you're right. I'm thinking about it the other way.
Yes.
God. Yeah.
Well, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody?
That's the thing. I think that's the only song I really know from them.
Okay.
White Rabbit?
Keep going. Exactly.
I know other ones. I just don't know what they're all called. Maybe you don't like them. I just don't think I know enough about them. Just off of kind of Grace Slick in general, I guess, you know?
I don't think I know enough about them to be like, yeah, I don't like them or I agree or...
Like, I think about, like, Grace Slick and Woodstock and I'm like, oh my god, you know? But that's...
Can I abstain?
Because I don't know. Of course, I've done it a lot.
Yeah.
See, for me, it's tricky because I want to say bands that are like overrated but aren't terrible. But that's not the game. Like Kiss is just a bad band, but you know, that's my opinion. Oh, what's that one, guys? It suck.
I'm still stuck on Jefferson Airplane because now I'm thinking about Jefferson Starship songs.
We built this city.
Yeah.
We built this city on rock and roll.
Jefferson Airplane turned into Jefferson Starship. So, like, if you like one, you kind of have to like.
Do you mean, like, they crossed the sound barrier, were able to take flight into outer space?
I think they kind of felt that way about it, maybe.
LSD. Not even once.
I think there were some different people involved. Like, David Crosby, I don't think was... I'd have to... I don't know who was in which, but...
I feel like I'm going to get some pushback on this, and I'd be okay with it. Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, no.
No.
No, in what way?
No, you can pick another person.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'm not a huge Rage Against the Machine fan, but I wouldn't put them on a suck list.
Okay, that's fair.
I liked One Day as a Lion, though. That was pretty cool. Which I think is an unpopular opinion as well. But, you know, whatever.
That's fair.
What are you drinking, Val?
Alpha King.
Oh, nice.
She already said this. You're so drunk.
Was I here? By the way, no. Or did I go get a beer?
You were here. You asked if everybody was drinking.
Actually here.
No. Also, you said you were drinking Sam Adams Boston Lager, and I said what I was drinking. I do not remember Val saying what she was drinking.
Nobody's disputing that. Kings of Leon, by the way.
Oh, I kind of like Kings of Leon in a weird way.
Robert, please.
I'm going to agree with you, Chris.
Thank you. Jeez.
Mostly in like a... probably a nostalgic sort of
funny. Oh, cool. Good. No, yeah, we've already established right. That makes sense.
There's only
sense.
Really the one song, so I guess I mostly agree with you.
Ricky Martin.
Damn it!
Did we not say him last
we
time?
We did not.
Really?
He's actually... God. I have a small list of ones that I haven't said yet, and he was on it, so... But,
not like a written list, though, right? Because that would be cheating.
You didn't say I couldn't take notes.
Do we? Do, I remember all the King Ofs. So we...
Darkness.
Seriously.
Remember all the King so of... you just lost ever... for Shen.
I've only written down a couple things so I remember them.
No, that's cheating. You're supposed to... That's the part of the game is like, oh, what was I thinking of earlier?
Oh.
Remember King Of?
No, I don't remember. I mean, I've played King Of, but not with
writing
utensils.
Right, exactly.
All right. Well,
it's your turn, Val. What do you have written down?
Ripping up my list. It really wasn't that many. Let's see. How about you might hear cats meowing now.
Are you using just to clarify too? Are you using Google a lot with this as well, or
no? No, I'm not.
I believe you.
But my Tommy gun don't.
Nice.
What was the... You had said Third Day earlier, but there was another band that had a name like that. That I was
Third Eye Blind?
Third Eye Blind, which you love.
I do love Third Eye Blind. They had... I think they had, like, X's on their album. 3 Days Grace, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Bad, right?
Good call.
How is this so hard for you, Chris?
Because I'm not in the zone. And I also just...
He's also not cheating, apparently.
I'm not cheating either. I'm browsing our board games right now.
I didn't realize I was cheating. I'm sorry.
I want to say that I said this last time and it got shot down, but Jennifer Lopez.
I don't think you said that.
That's on the list.
Is it?
It's... I believe it is on the list.
It's not.
What? No, I could have sworn it was.
Big booty. Big, big booty. Big, big... That's her new song, by the way. That's all it does.
Really?
It's just big, big booty. Booty. Girl got
a
big
booty. I guess it's not on the list.
Booty.
Okay.
Big, big booty.
I see... Oh, I saw Christina Aguilera and thought of Jennifer Lopez because of... American, what's its fate? American Idol or whatever. They're The Voice.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did we say Iggy Azalea?
I thought he was a comedian.
That's Eddie Izzard.
I don't know who that is.
No.
Iggy Azalea sings that song, I'm So Fancy.
Oh, God.
You
yeah.
already know.
That's obnoxious as hell.
Is it on the list, though?
No, because I don't even know what it is.
Iggy Azalea.
That's some bad music. Is Joe Jonas on this list?
No, but he should be.
Yeah, because they play that... After they play the fancy song, they play the jealous song or whatever at the gym, and it's horrible.
Sounds like a pretty good gym.
I think we should do one more and then wrap it up.
Okay, I'm down. With that, I have to think
I don't
of one.
Think any of us are going to lose this game.
We are only at 36.
Oh, that's way less than last time.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, remember last time we jumped right into it. We didn't do music news or any sort of BS talking or something.
And we also had like a much bigger pool to choose from then.
Yeah.
So that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might be grasping at straws a little bit right now.
I don't think so. I think Joe Jonas is pretty bad.
Well, yeah. That's, yes, but...
Party of Five was a TV show. Who wrote that Scooby-Doo song?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I'm going to disagree with you on it if you name him, too.
I don't think I'm going to think of it.
Were you thinking Matthew Sweet?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you on that.
Yeah, you like Matthew Sweet.
I don't like him, but I appreciate he's a decent guitar player. So, he's actually a really good guitar player.
I'm not sure who that is.
Oh, who's what's his fuck's name? That has his own name.
What's his fuck?
I'm sure somebody somewhere has a band in their garage called What's His Fuck.
Probably. They're probably really bad.
Oh, I have like four bands I can name right now.
Let's keep going. Chris wants to stop because he's afraid he can't keep going.
He can't.
I don't. But yeah, no, I'm really running out of stuff.
Val?
Yes.
Why is it so hard for Chris to fucking think of a band?
I don't know. But now I'm going to have stuck in my head all night.
Oh, Gwen Stefani?
Nope, disagree.
Disagree.
Interesting. I'll put that on the list.
The other list.
Mm-hmm. You have things on that list too, Val, that we've both shot down.
No, I know. It's fine.
Robert doesn't.
What do I not have?
Anything that you've said that we've both shot down.
No, I'm fucking batting 100 right now.
That's not 1,000.
I'm batting...
You're not...
0.9999999999. Infinity. I'm the cleanup. I'm the designated hitter.
You suck at everything. This is why you're a Sox fan.
I'm actually not even a baseball fan. You want to know the truth? I'm more of a fan of the fucking hat that I bought at the Sox game than anything else.
So you're Flynn.
I'm wearing the hat right now.
Jeez.
Val, are you a baseball? You're a Cubs fan, right, Val?
I am. I'm not like insane about baseball the way I am about football and hockey, but if I am going to watch baseball, I prefer it live and with
friends
because I am a masochist.
Gotcha.
What about
nope.
You guys probably disagree with this. Actually, Robert's going to disagree with this, but what about Grand Funk Railroad?
Yeah, I disagree.
Yeah, I kind of disagree. I mean, I'm not like, I'm mostly neutral, but.
What about Neutral Milk Hotel?
Disagree.
I definitely disagree.
Okay. I kind of figured you guys would. No disrespect. No disrespect.
No, it's fine. I can easily see why people don't like Neutral Milk Hotel, so.
Yeah.
Go old. Go to like the 1800s. Dig deep.
You're not making any sense right now.
My next pick is going to be the music featured in every Ken Burns documentary.
Why?
Because it's just a dude with a recorder.
That's not true at all.
A dude with a flute. That's it.
What? Are you just thinking of the Civil War?
Yes.
Because a lot of that Civil is not War. Flute.
My next pick is going to be the Gregorian monk chant. That was prevalent in the late 1990s.
That was really popular for a bit.
It really was, wasn't it?
I remember that. You guys like Sublime, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
No, I will agree with you on Sublime.
Yay! Ooh.
Wow. That was a dark horse.
I swear, if Shen were in this game, he would not have agreed.
I don't agree.
I know.
My pick, right?
Yep.
Chicken Foot.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
That was the super group with Sammy Hagar and the fucking drummer from Red Hot Chili Peppers and...
Oh! Okay.
Yeah.
No one bought that album. We had like, them because those are such big names. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that music sucked.
All right. Val?
Wow, I forgot that that even existed.
And now
did I already try and say 311 and got shut down?
No.
No, but that wins. All right.
All right. Checking. Supply maybe. All right.
We got up all the way up to 39. Nicely done, everyone.
Most of the time was me singing and waiting for you.
Yep. Accurate.
Yeah. Chickenfoot was vocalist Sammy Hagar, bassist Michael Anthony from Van Halen, guitarist Joe Satriani, and drummer Chad Smith from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And yeah, like who named that fucking band?
I mean, I don't know.
Good name for a band.
Well, I remember we had like hats and t-shirts and all this stuff at Best Buy, and nobody gave a flying fuck. And then we were trying to get rid of it on like Black Friday or whatever, and still, nope.
I really don't remember that thing happening. And I remember Sammy Hagar had his own band, and I think he still does. But it's like, because he has his own brand of alcohol, too.
They're like...
Cabo Wabo Tequila or something
like
that?
Yeah, like that's, it's like Sammy Hagar and the Cabo Wabo, you know, 5 or whatever.
Cabo Wabo All-Stars. This also pisses me off. Their first band, like the first CD was called Chicken Foot. Okay. Self-titled album. That's fine. Sure. Their second album was called Chicken Foot 3.
Oh, that's awful.
They had a second album?
They had a live album.
Oh dear.
Oh no. My.
Like, yeah, my that... word.
Let's see what the ratings I want to see what the critical reception
of Chickenfoot 3 was.
Of Chickenfoot was.
I even want to say when did the first one come out, cuz I feel like that was who I graduated college and I like went back to my job in my like hometown and was all like you know, and I want to say that was like the first one of the first, maybe not the first, but an early release date that I had to set up all like the displays and stuff for. I was like, this is humiliating. Chicken Foot.
Well, it sold really well.
Not in West Dundee, Illinois.
It was certified gold. It was number one on independent albums, number one on hard rock albums, number 4 internet albums, number 3 rock albums, number 14 pop catalog, number 4 on the Billboard 200.
See, that just goes to show that like people will see names and
they'll go based off of that.
They're like, oh, I'm going to buy this. Like, just because a bunch of people bought it doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah.
It's very true. And that's what's really good about the one stream wonders out there.
I guess so. Oh,
wait, let me check out Chicken Foot 3.
Good old one stream wonders.
Fucking it's the Wabos, by the way. That's the band. It's Sammy Hagar and the Wabos. Oh, I'm sorry. That's how they're affectionately known on their website. They're actually the Wabaritas.
I literally had a shiver.
Chicken Foot and the Circle.
I want to close this out with the Chicken Foot album now.
You have to.
Okay.
What's their biggest single?
Fuck if I know.
Oh yeah. The name of the song is Oh Yeah, Chicken Foot. This is what we're closing out with. I said type Spotify.
Wait, are we closing out right now?
No.
Okay. I was going to remind everybody. Bring up
Chicken Foot.
Ugh, oh. That Val hates cake, Moby and the Gorillas.
Yeah, you
hate.
Those are all very like.
It is a strong back.
Gorillas, but I hate cake, Moby. But Gorillas, I'm like, I just said them because I think they suck, but I'm not like oh my god, I hate it. But there was that one song that was everywhere, and I don't know.
From the Gorillas?
Or whatever. Yes. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Grumble, grumble.
Not my thing. But Moby, I just, I remember there was a show that Moby was supposed to come to. It was like one of those, it was a whole bunch of acts for, I don't know, Q101 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't show up because there was death threats against him. And I ended up seeing... No, not from me.
If you show your bald fucking head in Chicago ever again, it will end up on your wife's front doorstep.
But so my brother at the time kind of looked like Moby.
He still does.
Yeah, but especially at that point because he was, you know, a little lankier at the time or whatever. But it was funny because Moby was supposed to be there, didn't show up. I was at the show with my brother, and Cheap Trick filled in for Moby, which is that's like me substituting for Shen, really.
Yeah,
I mean, it is. Yeah. Like,
the same thing. actually, Shen and I might be closer than Cheap Trick and Moby. But my brother and I were like walking through the parking lot and somebody thought he was Moby and it was hilarious. Like, oh, hey, you showed up! So, that's my story.
Here.
I'm filled with terrible stories. This is what happens when you ask me to come on your show and I've been drinking.
Yeah, you're like, I don't like this band because, you know, the guy kind of looks like my brother at that one concert that happened.
No, that's not why I don't like Moby. I don't like Moby because his music is terrible. Sorry, Moby. It's your music. It's not you if you're listening to this podcast.
You're just not as good as Gwen Stefani.
Now I'm just going to have that song stuck in my head. Growing to the east side. That was Gwen Stefani and Moby.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Bill DeSpill's coming to town.
I know, because their album's coming out.
Oh, I should go to this.
Right.
You guys want to go see Bill DeSpill?
When is it?
May 30th.
Oh, their album, yeah, it is coming out. It's coming out soon, isn't it? Or did it just come out? It was coming out soon.
What day of the week is May 30th?
It's a Saturday. $26.
I am a maybe. I think I might still be in San Francisco on May 30th. But if I'm here, that sounds fun.
Death Grips are coming to town.
Oh, already?
Shut up. Hate you. All right, what's everyone been listening to?
Really, I've just been listening to the stuff we've been doing on the podcast lately. I've been listening to Kevin Devine,
mm-hmm.
Elliot Smith. I've actually been going back in time listening to a bit of Ricky Nelson. He's guided me home a bit. I love him. I have such a crush on him. I'm just like all those teeny boppers in the 50s. And also I've been they had a on Spotify like a sampler of Dylan's latest bootleg series album, so I've been checking that out too.
Very nice.
Schenberger is currently online.
Oh, let's see what he's listening to.
He's listening to Kevin Devine.
Very nice.
Sleepwalking through my life.
I've also been listening to Kevin Devine before and leading up to and after that podcast last week. And then I also started, I don't know, I got like a random kick to listen to the Weaker Thans at one point this week. So that's pretty much it.
So yeah, Built to Spill's album came out last Tuesday.
Oh, you need to listen to that.
I need to listen to
it yet.
That is going to be what I listen to probably in the next, when we're done with this.
I'm going to go to bed because past my bedtime.
I'm going to make chicken taco thing I was talking about, man. It's going to be good.
That sounds delicious.
It's going to be so good. You guys, I'm going to get you the recipe for this taco mix because it's so great. Secret is cornstarch, but there's also a lot of other secrets.
Filled with secrets.
It's a taco mix full of mystery.
Sorry to interrupt, but I've been listening to...
You've been
jerks.
Listening to talk about tacos is what you've been doing.
I've been in a... I've been actually in a mix between discovering new music and listening to a lot of funk lately. So a lot of hip-hop music. I've been listening to this guy out of Chicago named Tokyo. Hip-hop guy. Mick Jenkins. Vince Staples, a lot of up and coming hip hop artists, and then a lot of funk music. So Earth, Wind and Fire, Big Sam's Funky Nation, Lettuce. So it's an interesting mix between the two. Right. And then now I'm going to listen to Build to Spill because fucking I need to listen to this.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out tomorrow. I listen to
tomorrow as well.
And real quick, Tokyo is playing a show Saturday, May 16th. Oh, I'm going to be playing D&D that night.
I checked out that Sufjan Stevens album.
Oh, is it good?
It's nice. I would say that there's... I only gave it one listen through. There wasn't a track on there that really stood out and stood out to me that I connected with right away. Like, they were all just kind of nice tracks.
It's getting a lot of love.
That's how I feel about Sufjan Stevens in general. Like, I feel like it's nice music, but I'm not compelled to go out and get it or listen to it in the car or anything like that. Like, I'm if it's on, I'm like, all right, this is nice, but I'm not connected, I guess. It's just me.
Did I mention Hozier's coming to town?
You did not.
Dawes is opening.
No, you said Dawes was coming to town.
Yeah, opening for Hozier. Bad Religion.
Ooh, don't tell Shen. He'll be there in a heartbeat.
I really want to go to this Death Grips album. It's sold out. Tickets reselling for like $120.
It's too much. That's too much for Death Grips.
I don't know. Like, I'm genuinely considering buying the ticket.
I think I've reached the point in my life that I never thought I would reach where I hear, like, prices of tickets and, like, events like that. And I'm like, oh, I don't really want to do that. It's not worth it. Whereas even 5 years ago, certain acts, I'd be like, oh, yeah, sign me up. I'm ready. You know, I just don't – I don't feel it anymore. Turning into my dad, it's bad.
Matt and Kim coming to town?
Who are Matt and Kim?
Matt and Kim.
You do.
It's one of the most wild and live shows I've ever been to. Tame Impala coming to town.
Matt and Kim.
I don't think I've ever actually listened to Matt and Kim.
It's fun.
I just don't like them because you do.
It's fun stuff. It
sounds
I
like
recommend
a sitcom.
It might be.
they actually have a lot of songs that are featured in commercials. They're very pop friendly kind of music, but it's entertaining. Like, the main reason you go to a Matt, you really get into Matt and Kim is because their live shows are like insane. So,
if I were to listen to one song of theirs, which would you tell me to listen to?
Well, hold on, I'm on Chicken Foot right now. Let me go to Matt and Kim. One song.
I vaguely remember this cover as well.
I mean, the two big songs they have that everyone seems to know is Daylight and Let's Go.
Not the one with Andrew W.K. and Soulja Boy on it?
What the fuck? What song is that?
I'm a Goner featuring Soulja Boy and Andrew W.K. I don't know. I'm just scrolling through.
Where is that?
And Spotify, it's towards the bottom.
Oh, yeah, that's a remix, I think. Or something like that. I don't know what that is. That's weird.
It stood out. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, listen to Daylight or Let's Go.
Okay.
Those are their two big hits. Associated, Axe, Passion Pit, Group Love, Vampire Weekend, Rah Rah Riot. It's accessible hipster pop music.
That sounds right up my alley.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I'm trying to see other bands that are coming. Let's see.
I think we're at like 3 hours right now, so maybe we could just do a blog post about it.
Yeah, we could probably cut it here. So, we've talked about what we're listening to. We're talking about musical news. We did King of. Shen is dead to us.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
At least until like next Tuesday, maybe.
Chex Mix should sponsor us. We should get some advertising.
Because they're so good and you can eat them anywhere.
I mean, and they have so many, like, delicious flavors. You open up a bag of Chex Mix and you expect just to have some party favors around. But no, you get, like, an evening. You get an event. You get fun times with Chex Mix.
It's like this violent orgy.
It's
of
the
blood.
King of
it's oh
crunchy snacks.
All right, so if this were Celebrity Apprentice, Val would probably win that round. My blood orgy probably would not win that round.
So to right. wrap up here for the
Thanks
static
for having me on the show, you guys.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, you're gonna be on again in the future. One of us is gonna be gone
probably
next time. It's gonna be me next week. Yeah.
If I go to the Matt and Kim show, that's a Thursday night, so I'll probably miss that night. So, for the static podcast, I'm Robert.
I'm
one
Valerie.
Of you. Yeah, there we go, Valerie.
I'm Robert.
And, I gotta put chicken fat. I'll just play Matt and Kim because I'm right here. And, have a good night. Yeah.
Night.
We cut the legs off of our pants, threw our shoes into the ocean, sit back and wait through the daylight.
We go for like 30 seconds.
And I'm doing it now too. We're just talking through Matt and Kim.
You don't hear it.
I know you don't hear it. This is post-production. I can't edit this out. I'd rather just keep it in because it's funny.
To be fair, Val didn't say something. Robert was just going to listen to like 8 minutes of Matt and Kim, and we were just going to be sitting there.
You can find the Static Podcast on the iTunes Music Store or at staticanddistortion.wordpress.com. Like us on Facebook at Static and Distortion and follow us on Twitter at Static Distort.